Hello and a very warm welcome to you. I'm Fiona Ritchie. It's the Thistle and Shamrock. Thanks a lot for joining me. Benton's Jig and Benton's Dream. Patrick Street's Kevin Burke turning his fiddle to Irish jig time then and relaxing it and swinging it into the rhythms of North Carolina fiddler Benton Flippin, who wrote Benton's Dream. Well, in 3.5 minutes, we have made a musical transition that actually happened across generations and involved at least 2 migrations and an ocean crossing. This week, we're going to follow a twisting tale from Scotland through Ulster and on to Appalachia, an epic migration saga that has an enduring musical legacy. The story begins in antiquity, in the traditions of troubadours, of minstrelsy, and the ballad form, especially strong in Scotland. It intensifies when millennia of seafaring exchanges between Scotland and Ireland were concentrated into a planned resettlement scheme in 17th century Ulster. It develops further as these Ulster Scots eventually emigrated across the Atlantic, where they became known as the Scots Irish, and it travels onward down the Great Wagon Road into the Southern Appalachians. Each stage of the pathway saw music set down and picked up. We're going to hear some of the songs and tunes that recall stages of this exodus and the effects on a living musical soundtrack with Cara Dillon, Sheila Kay Adams, Gene Ritchie and Doc Watson, among many more. 1610 saw the first plantation established in the north of Ireland by King James VI of Scotland and I of England, and many Scots began settling into a new life in Ulster. Their urge to follow the chance for better prospects was tempered by nostalgia for the land they left behind. Here's Dougie MacLean. It was a' for oor rightfu' king.
It was a' for oor rightfu' king. We left fair Scotland strand. It was a' for oor rightfu' king that we e'er saw Irish land, my dear. We e'er saw Irish land. Now all is done that men can do, and all is done in vain. My love, my native land, farewell, for I mun cross the main, my dear, for I mun cross the He turned him right and round about upon the Irish shore, and gave his bridal reins a shake with a dew forevermore, my dear, a dew Thank you.
The Crossing from Tim O'Brien, which charts the next stage of our journey. After setting up home in Ulster, some for a few generations, as Ulster Scots, they were on the move again, this time across the green sea of darkness, the Atlantic Ocean. Having been pioneers of their faith, Ulster Presbyterians were now a persecuted people in a faltering economy. So on they moved, occupying newly emptied ships' holds that had imported flax from America for the linen mills of Ulster. So for the return trip, Ulster Scots were human ballast for the crossing to Philadelphia. Newly arrived in 18th century America, the Scots-Irish, as they were now known, had to cope with new challenges, principally finding land to farm in Pennsylvania, which was already well settled by German farmers. Len Graham and Brian O'Hart sing of the crossing and the arrival in The Rambling Irishman. And then we're going to hear of the pain of separation from a beloved homeland with Cara Dillon. First of all, it's Len Graham and Brian O'Hart with The Rambling Irishman.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's a happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. For to live poor I could not endure, and like others of my station, to America I sailed away, and left this Irish nation. Right tan-tin-da-na, tan-tin-da-na, right tan-tin-da-noor-an-da-nandy. The night before I went away, I spent it with my darling, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. But when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms, and you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right tan-tin-da-na, tan-tin-da-na, right tan-tin-da-noor-an-da-nandy. For we're the boys that can't be beat, and yet no danger fearing. On that fair day we took our leave of captain, mate, and a sailor. We gave 3 cheers for old Ireland, it being our former quarter. Like a flock of sheep we strayed away, shook hands and we parted. Right tan-tin-da-na, tan-tin-da-na, right tan-tin-da-noor-an-da-nandy. Was on a Sunday morning, as Phoebus was a-dawning. 'Twas on that day we sailed away, on the brig they call Eliza. When 4 or 5 of our best men by fever were compounded, and 7 more jumped overboard, were willfully drowned. Right tan-tin-da-na, tan-tin-da-na, right tan-tin-da-noor-an-da-nandy. When we arrived on the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphy. So let every lass link with her lad, blue jackets and white trousers. And let every lad link with his lass, blue petticoats and white flounces. Right tan-tin-da-na, tant in the na, right hand in the nur in the nandy, right hand in the na, tant in the na, right hand in the nur in the nandy.
Some poet sing of a noble king, of a rather sweetheart fair. Some tell a tale of ships that sail with treasures rich and rare. Scenes of long ago across the sea to the Benedee and the winding river road. Right well do I remember now those happy childhood days, and the times I had when just a lad on Cairn's lovely breeze, and when my mind is thus inclined, no other joys I know, for my heart remains on the verdant plains near the winding river road. Ben Brad is crying o'er Dungay time is still within my view, and the Benedict Glen I worship there still lives in memory too. The beautiful scene of Cashel Green still haunts where'er I go, and in all my dreams I see it seems the winding river road. If fortune smiles on me while, I would cross the sea again, and all these years of toil and tears would be forgotten then. And when at last past, contentedly I'll go across the sea to the Benedee and the winding river road.
Cara Dillon and the Winding River Row. There are lots of immigrant songs from Ulster that suggest some people never let go of the conviction that they would one day return to their old homes. Among the most treasured possessions they brought with them was the one thing that took up no space, cost nothing in passage, and would forever link them to the place they left behind, and that was their songs and tunes. From Pennsylvania, many Scots-Irish moved on, some headed west, but many more followed the great wagon road that started in Philadelphia and headed south through Virginia's Shenandoah Valley and on into the Carolinas Piedmont and the Appalachian Mountains. They integrated their cherished ballads into new lifestyles. They embraced other ethnic musical influences, and in time, as they adapted to a new landscape, so did their music. Norman Kennedy sings the old Scots ballad, The Earl O'Castle's Lady, also known as The Gypsy Laddies, and we're going to hear one of the versions of its new world identity with Julie Glaub ahead. But it's Norman Kennedy first.
For the gypsies, they come here last night. Wow, but they sung sweetly. The song's so sweet that down to the yet come the Earl O'Castle's lady. When they saw her come down the stair, we are her mates afore her. When they spied her wheel fart face, they cast the glamoury o'er her. She's given them the white, white breed. They've gien her the ginger. She's gien to them a far better thing. It's the gowdering fee off her finger. When the laird o' castles, he come him, spearing for his lady. Sir, says them, what can I say? She's a one wee a gypsy laddie. Get settled to me, my bonny brown. The black was ne'er so speedy. For I'm in right bit east and west. Get on to fish him, my lady. He's red east and he's red west. He's red to Strabongi. There he's met a gay old man that was coming for Strabogie. Old man, if you come for the day, if you come ben Strabogie, yes, find a fair lady that was falling seven gypsies. My lord, it's I've come for the day. I've come ben Strabogie, and the bonniest lady that ever I saw, she was falling a gypsy laddie. Now the last time I come over the stream, at lords and ladies to me, the necked of the talk of machine and wide, and the gypsies wide enough for me. Last night I slept in a goose feather bed, sheets and quilts to happen me. The next I'll lie in a calcorn barn, and gypsies lying around me. No, it's while you leave your houses and land, while you leave your baby, while you leave your true wedded lord to follow the gypsy laddie. It is I will leave my houses and land, I will leave my baby. Yes, I'll leave my true wedded lord, for I'll folly up my gypsy laddie. Now it's they were seven bra men, though they were na bonny. They were a hung it on the eye tree for stealing the Earl O'Castle's lady.
So I went down look so black and pale. Yes, I went down to the maple swamp, there I spied my baby. Straddle-a-lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy Davy. Yes, I forsake my house carpenter, yes, I forsake my ladies. Yes, I forsake my husband here, but not my little baby, my pretty little blue-eyed baby. Straddle-a-lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy divvy. Last night I slept in my own warm bed with my arms around my baby. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold hard ground in the arms of my gypsy TV. Straddle-a-lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy TV. Straddle-a-lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy Davy.
Julie Glaub and Gypsy Davy. Follow the music migration into the Southern Appalachians as we continue with Sheila Kay Adams, Gene Ritchie and Doc Watson. If you miss something, listen again online soon at thistleradio.com and see our 24-hour music channel, Thistle Radio. There's plenty on your radio here and now, though, so do stay with me. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. We started out talking about how the ballads and the fiddle tunes of the Scots-Irish changed as they mixed and mingled with other groups in their new Southern Appalachian home, German, English, Cherokee, African American. But some isolated coves and hollows became time capsules for customs, vernacular and music. The families of Sheila K. Adams in Western North Carolina and Jean Ritchie in Eastern Kentucky faithfully passed down songs, largely unchanged, through several generations. Young Hunting is a very old Scottish ballad, sometimes called Love Henry or Henry Lee in America. Old George's Square, The Girl I Left Behind, is an evolution from a broadside ballad, which also has other versions in America, including Maggie Walker Blues. So here are tradition bearers and National Endowment for the Arts, National Heritage Fellows, Sheila K. Adams and Jean Ritchie, with the music preserved in their families for generations. Sheila K. first.
Come in, my old true love, and spend this night with me, for I have a bed, it's a very fine bed, and I'll give it up for thee, thee, I'll give it up for thee. It's a won't come in or I'm not coming in to spend this night with thee, for I've got a wife in the old Scotland, this night she waits for me, me, this night she waits for me. It she pulled out her little pin knife, it a beam both keen and sharp, and she stepped it up to her own true love and stopped him through his heart. Heart, she stopped him through his heart. Woe be, Lady Margaret, he cried. Woe be, it's unto thee, for there weren't no wife in the old Scotland that I loved any better than thee, thee, that I loved any better than thee. Lay there, my own true love, 1 hour or two or three, and I will send for a doctor near to save the life of thee, thee, to save the life of thee. It's I can't live, nor I won't live, from the wound you've given me, no doctor's hand, just God's own hand could save my life for me. Me could save my life for me. It she cried out to a servant girl, this thing I'll promise thee, if you'll help me on this dark night, my gown I'll give to thee, thee, my gown I'll give to thee. It she took a hold of his long yellow hair, and the other took up his feet, and they throwed him into the old dry well, which was so cold and deep, deep, which was so cold and deep. Lay there, my own false love, till the flesh rots off in your frame, and the little old wife in the old Scotland shall mourn for your return. Turn shall mourn for your return. Thank you.
My parents raised me tenderly. They had no child but me. But my mind was set on rambling around, and with them I couldn't agree. There was a girl in this same town. She was so wondrous fair. There was no other girl in the country round that with her I could compare. I asked her if she would agree for me to cross over the main. She said she would prove true to me till I return again. I got my things, went to the dock. Her tears shone down like wine. We kissed, shook hands, and parted. I left my girl behind. As I walked out one morning to view old George's Square, the mail post boat had just arose, and the post boy met me there. He handed me a letter which gave me to understand that the girl I left behind me had married another man. I turned myself all around and about. I knew not what to do. I read on a few lines further, and I found the news were true. I'll follow the old train, bad company I'll resign. I'll ramble around from town to town for the girl I left behind.
I think one of my favorite songs that you know, Doc, is the Shady Grove song. And you used to court Rosalie with this song.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this was her very favorite when we were courting. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose and eyes of the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. I wish I had a glass of wine and bread and meat for two. I'd set it out on a golden plate and give it all to you. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away, Piccadilly. Shady Grove to say she'll be my wife. A kiss from pretty little Shady Grove as sweet as brandy wine. Ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. I went to see my Shady Grove, she is standing in the door. Her shoes and stockings in her hand and her little bare feet on the floor. I wish I had a big old horse and the grain to feed him on. little Shady Grove to stay at the house and feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. In the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have a little Shady Grove, I don't know y'all at all. If I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew, I'd sew a pretty girl to my side and down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away.
Doc Watson and David Holt with Shady Grove. It's a very popular song in the Southern Appalachians and it traces its roots to the English ballad Matty Groves. Well, our music hasn't only migrated east to west, of course. In the fullness of time, the traditional music which the Scots-Irish had done so much to plant originally evolved and travelled back to the source. Here's a very good example. It's a song that sounds very like the old ballads that travelled into the Appalachians with Scots-Irish settlers, but it actually appears to be a homegrown Appalachian murder ballad. It was popularised by the Grateful Dead. It made its way back across the Atlantic, and here it is sung by Irish vocalist Pauline Scanlon, Rain and Snow.
Coming back his yellow hair and his I'm one of the few. I'm proud to be standing. I walked up the pier from the tall ships landing. My clothes were just rags, no good in this weather. But my back, it was strong, my hands tough as leather. Climbed up these hills till I come to this spot where I stand. Cleared these fields and I pulled up the stumps with my hands. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. For a mountaineer is always free. I took a Cherokee bride. She gave me 5 babies. I sang at the wakes. I cried at the weddings, raised all my children on the songs of my youth, to dance to the fiddle and practice the truth. Carried them up on my shoulders to where they could see this whole world before them, just so they would know what it is. Like beggars and thieves, there's no one but God here to fear or to look down on me. No more a wanderer, no more a refugee. For a mountaineer is always free. Oh, no more a wanderer, no more a refugee.
Piers Pettis represents the living tradition of songmaking in the Southern Mountains with the emigrant's tale, A Mountaineer is Always Free. Hamish Henderson, the founding father of the Scottish folk song revival of the 20th century, said, "Tomorrow, songs will flow free again and new voices will be born on the carrying stream." He taught that there is no one source and no one stream of tradition, rather a merging of many tributaries from springs through place and time. We've followed one this week on the Thistle and Shamrock, from Scotland through Ulster and on into Appalachia. The Thistle and Shamrock follows that route, at least in part, each week, coming to you from Scotland. It's a Thistle Radio production. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Check our website for playlists, listen again options and music streaming round the clock, all at thistleradio.com. Giving thanks for your company this week and all through the year, I'll see you next week. And here are Al Pettaway and Amy White with a traditional song equally popular in Scotland and Ireland. Hope you enjoy it, The Parting Glass.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and of all the would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls onto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I will gently rise and softly call good.
Streaming music on the web at thistleradio.com. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. Learn more at knightfoundation.org. The Roth Family Foundation, investing in organisations that inspire hope, dignity and creativity, working to connect communities to the services, opportunities and tools for self-empowerment and self-expression. Learn more at rothfamilyfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, supporting efforts to make education more affordable for students and flexible for teachers through open educational resources online at hewlett.org.
And not be drunk. A man may fight and not be slain. A man may court a pretty girl and perhaps be welcomed back again. But since it has so ordered been by a time to and a time to fall, come fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Come fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy.
This is NPR Music.